This is Elba de la Torre, Executive Director with KXEI. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Tucson Mayor Regina Romero. Bienvenida a su casa aquí en KXEI. I'm happy to speak with you today about the upcoming event honoring Linda Ronstadt.
Elba, muchas gracias. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
On Saturday, May 7th, at the 40th Tucson International Mariachi Conference, you will be formally renaming the music hall in honor of Tucson's own Linda Ronstadt. Last year, when you visited us, we celebrated Linda's 75th birthday on the air, and we were proud to have Tucson's first Latina mayor speak with Linda to declare July 15th Linda Ronstadt Day. You let us know that you wanted to honor Linda, and now here we are.
Yes.
Mayor Romero, how did the idea of renaming the music hall come about?
Well, I have to give credit where credit is due, Elba. It was the impetus was the Linda Ronstadt Day, that her 75th birthday, and it was so beautifully recognized by KXEA. So it was your event and your invitation to me honor Linda Ronstadt that put me to think. Like, I put my thinking cap on after that day to say, how can we best, we the city of Tucson, best recognize Linda Ronstadt and her contributions to music, but also her contributions to who Tucson is. And so it really started me thinking. I did a lot of homework in terms of going back to community to ask them, hey, do you think it would be a good idea to rename the Tucson Music Hall as the Linda Ronstadt Music Hall? So appropriate because of her incredible connection to music, right? And being able to recognize her during the 40th annual Tucson International Mariachi Conference, which, by the way, she has done so much to elevate mariachi music and the music of the Sonoran Desert and bringing attention to Tucson. So I thought it was most appropriate to rename the music hall after Linda Ronstadt.
She is such a cultural icon. And Mayor Romero, tell me a little bit about the significance of renaming the Tucson Music Hall at the TCC in the historic Barrio Viejo.
Absolutely. This is such an important part of the conversation, right? Because as you look around throughout the city of Tucson, but very specifically where our city was born, in El Centro, the heart of our city, and where the TCC lies now, that there was a barrio, a Mexican neighborhood, El Barrio, half of it was torn down, people were displaced. And it is really trying to retake the space for what was there before. And the Ronstadt family is a long Tucson family and had their businesses from out of downtown. And so being able to rename the Tucson Music Hall after Linda was that piece too, right? To reclaim the space, that there is history there. And it was important for many of us, for many historians, including Lidia Otero and other people that are working on historic preservation, to be able to add the names of Mexican-American families and Mexican-American people into the space that was still to this day is a horrific trauma in the history of the city of Tucson in terms of displacing and gentrification and displacing specifically, very specifically, Mexican families and Tohono and Yaqui families from the center of our city.
Well, it's a beautiful reclamation and it's a beautiful celebration. And Mayor Romero, what can folks look forward to when they head to the Mariachi Conference for the renaming ceremony this Saturday in honor of Linda Ronstadt?
Well, and the Tucson International Mariachi Conference is back downtown. You know, this is something that I also worked on with the city manager and with Rio Nuevo. And by the way, I really want to give a lot of credit to Fletcher McCusker and the entire Rio Nuevo board that have been so supportive of the renaming of both the plaza after Alba V. Torres and the music hall after Linda Ronstadt. They have been incredibly supportive and also very supportive of bringing the Tucson International Mariachi Conference back again after more than a decade of leaving us and from our downtown. So many activities to enjoy. There's going to B. Garibaldi on Saturday. Garibaldi is open to the public, and there's going to be tons of mariachi music available to the community. I wanted to make sure that the renaming was also open to the public. And so you can go to the KXEI website to get all of the details of how anyone in the community can come participate in the renaming of the Linda Ronstadt Music Hall. And Linda Ronstadt is with us right now. She's in Tucson.
That's exciting.
And she will be with us on Saturday. And it's going to be inside of the music hall, just to make sure that she feels comfortable and is going to be there with us. But events, doors should open about around 5:30 so that people can come into the music hall and enjoy the celebration and the dedication. I'm going to be leading it. Jose Ronstadt is going to help me, family, to Linda. And then, of course, Fletcher McCusker from Rio Novo Board and Visit Tucson is going to be there. It's going to be a small but very significant ceremony.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful celebration of Latino culture, of Latino women of Tucson. So thank you so much for joining that group and for leading the effort. I'm Elba de la Torre, Executive Director with KXEI, and I've been joined by Mayor Regina Romero talking about this Saturday's ceremony, renaming the Tucson Music Hall in honor of Linda Ronstadt. Mayor Romero, muchísimas gracias por estar con nosotros. It's been a pleasure talking
Elba,
with you.
Elba, thank you so much. And thanks to KXEI for sparking the idea of this event.
It's exciting. We are happy to support these efforts and obviously to support Linda Ronstadt. The renaming ceremony takes place during the Espectacular concert at the Tucson International Mariachi Conference, taking place on Saturday, May 7th at 5:30. Visit kxei.org for more information.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias a ti.